goodness, it is already another Sunday. I love Sundays. It's my favorite day of the week. Just happens to be the day I was born too. Sunday is my favorite day. So, in honor of Sunday, today I'm going to give you, let's see, what would be fun? Let's do a pre-heart chakra clearing day. Yeah, this is such a fun thing to do, you know. Our hearts get beat up sometimes, so we have a tendency as humans to lash out at each other. We have a tendency to perceive things that give us cause for pain or give us cause for change, give us cause for not trusting anymore. However, the healing that's possible turns into unconditional self-love. Yeah. So when you look in the mirror, you think, wow, I love this person I'm staring at. Yeah, wrinkles and all, right? I'm not getting younger, it seems. So I just want to look with you at your heart chakra and look at all the energy around your heart. Quite possibly you chose parents who were very difficult. Some bright people choose very difficult parents. It's a very interesting phenomena. Or maybe you had wonderful parents who loved you dearly. Maybe you had parents who are also on a journey and screwed up a bit. Who didn't have that? So, one of the things about our journey as we choose a body on the planet at this time is healing. And one of our path choices can be healing. And to heal the heart, so, in my belief, this requires a pause and a withdrawal from drama. So, drama doesn't encourage healing very well. So, as you pull away from the drama, as you pull away from the requirements or the expectations or the conclusions of who you will love or what you will love or capacity for experiencing love, as you pull away from the drama, you can tune into your own source connectivity for your heart to grow and heal. I'll just pause for a moment and don't close your eyes if you're driving or running or something, riding a bike. But if you're not, you can close your eyes because I invite you to tune out all the external expectations of you that you will love or how you will love, and just let go of any need to be anything other than who you really are. Let go of any need to express yourself differently than you are. There's a term that I use a lot, which is pretzeling oneself. And often, as young people, as children, we pretzel ourselves to please someone. So we might adopt a different way of doing something to make a teacher happy, or we might do something a certain way to make our parents happy because it's so important that we receive approval. Approval is like if you're a plant and you get water, that's what approval can be like when you're young. So just for today, just let go of any need to have any approval. Let go of any need to be good. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. There's some energy on that. Whew. So, anytime you've tried to pretzel yourself for anyone or be good or do the choice that will please someone else, huh? See if you can just release that a little bit. And start listening to the heart song of you. I have a friend named Katrina Elkins. She does a beautiful podcast, by the way, called The Elemental Lifestyle. And she talks about knowing your heart song. And it's a song that your own heart sings. So just today, if you can, as you go about your day, see if you can't strip away a few of the external trappings of you and tune into your own music, your own song, that you of you, that you inside you, that heart song that you are. And then invite a healing energy around your heart. Just invite a little bit of healing to your heart. And if it doesn't feel too uncomfortable, stare into a mirror and look into your eyes, gaze into your own eyes, just the eyes, not the body, not the face, not the wrinkles or the no wrinkles, not the how hot you are, how hot you aren't. Just see if you can gaze into your own eyes and perceive the sort of unfathomable essence of you. Wow. That. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Oh my goodness. The show's getting so many listeners. It's so exciting. I love this show. It's called Energy Clearing for Life Force Podcast, and it accompanies the website Energy Clearing for Life Force. Oh, wait a minute. EnergyClearingForLife.com. And I have a webinar coming up, and it is on the 24th of July. If you're listening to this fresh when it first came out, then it's before it. But if not, you could probably get the recording from me. So what you want to do is go to ClearingEnergyForLifeForce.com or ClearingEnergyForLife.podbean.com. There you go. And you can see the heart, Clearing the Heart Chakra Zoominar is posted pretty prominently, and there's a click, and it's absolutely free. And I will be doing 1 hour of clearing the heart chakra pain, betrayal, loss, and we'll be deepening our trust in humanity and deepening our trust in each other as light beings who have come here really to heal the planet. And that's the promise. So we'll see how much we can achieve in our time together. On the 24th, it's complimentary. It's called Clearing the Heart Chakra or something exciting like that. Oh, thanks so much for listening. Have a most amazing.